us. We have received a letter distributed in Vrindavan. It has the picture of Anand Das Babaji of Radhakund, Purushottam Das of Radharaman, and some important figures of Vrindavan, also two or three Mayavadi sannyasis also. They are trying to prove that in Navadvip, present Navadvip town, nearby, in Kekada Mart, Ramchandrapur, Ganga, is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is Prachin Mayapur, ancient Mayapur, Antarvi. And they are getting papers here and there. I saw that paper, and at once fire burnt in my heart that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Ratnakar Thakur, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, so many places it have been described that Antardip Mayapur was in the east of Ganges. But now they are trying to prove anyhow by cheating persons and giving something cheapness to officers. They are trying hard to change this view. And they are preparing to spend more than 50 lakhs or so much.
How do you know?
Huh?
How do you
in
know?
In pamphlet it has okay. been written all.
One minute.
So in pamphlet I see, saw all these things. And at once fire burnt in my heart. And I determined to publish a book with reasons, with maps, and all these things which requires. And I have wrote that thing. Not only of 9 islands only, I have given appellation of all the Vaishnava Tirth in Britain, Gold Mandal also.
So this book that you are editing now is a direct response to what they have said. This book you're working.
I have heard before also.
So you already knew about this?
Knew. I know everything. All the points I know, and every loop and corners of them, I know very well.
And your book has maps and other things?
Everything.
Already in this book. So the work is already.
And all arguments which goes against them, I have write down there.
Thank you very much.
And also to prove that from various books that Antardip Mayapur is the same as now in the east, from Mayapur to Hular Ghat, I have described all the muds and especially yours. And I have given the history, life history, in very sketch of all mud builders, that is Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj, Prabhupada Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj, then Puri Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Especially I have given some more for Iskon Mandir and Gusarang, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, and all others which had their muds at there. What is there, what happened there, everything I have. How to do parikrama, what is the advances, advantages of parikrama, and
very important book.
I have written. It is about of 175 pages or 200.
I'm sure that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and your Guru Maharaj are very pleased with your effort.
I think that all this Maharaj will also, your Gurudev will also be
also
pleased, and they will have mercy upon me. And perhaps they have all manifested their views in my heart that you should do this. I think that in Bengali and in English also
book can be translated and published.
Translated. Jagannath had come and he insisted me also to do it. But I only did it
in Hindi.
Hindi for that thing. It invited me so much. I think this book will respond in Vrindavan. I'm trying to give it at a very, very little price, or I will give it without price, so that it will be
circulated. In the Nabadweep Parikrama, no, in Gaura Mandala, in a Braja Mandala Parikrama book that Jagannath has published of yours, you say there so many times, Ramananda Roy is Lalita Devi. But sometimes
Ramananda Roy, no.
So I will show you.
It is mistake.
He
sees Visakha. Sarup Damodar is Lalita.
But in that book he has published.
It is whole. Wrong.
You know this mistake? Did you know it is there? Oh.
Sometimes mistake. I could have told like so.
Not sure.
But it is wrong.
Yes. Page 44.
So many places.
Yes.
It is wrong.
Okay.
It has been written there?
Many times on page 44 of that book, page 44, many times it says Ramananda Roy is Lalita.
No.
Quite wrong. Right.
It is miss of time.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
No.
ABCD of our Gauriya Vaishnava.
Siddhanta.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has written that generally the stages beyond prem are not visible in the material world. Means sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav are not to be seen in the material world. In
it
general.
Be seen, but we cannot, our general person cannot understand all these things. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Krishna has also come, but general mass cannot see and realize all these things.
But say in the case of some great persons, like our Guru Maharaj or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, could they experience Mahabhav even in this world?
Certainly, if they are Siddha person.
Yes.
But
That means with this body they can experience, but their body is spiritual then.
It's spiritual.
It's not a material body. With a material body, those things cannot be experienced. Only up to prem, but not more.
And when the man will man, sneha, pranaya, raga and anurag, when Krishna is there, but they have come as a charge, alone.
Oh, good. In Boma Vrindavan, where Krishna is, then those things can be experienced.
Experience and siddha persons can realize there.
But here, when they come as acharya,
acharya and alone.
And alone, they may not
have all these things.
This very answer I gave yesterday.
But inwardly, they can have siddha roop, like Raghunath Das Goswami. He would go into siddha
deha,
and then he would experience mahabhav.
But not in his...
But there should be Krishna, Visha and Asra. Here Visha, Asra is alone. No other companions.
In his Sadaka Rupena.
Sadaka Rupena.
But in
and
his...
Siddha Rupena also here.
He's alone? But if he...
In interior he is with all. But it will not be realized there. Who can realize? All are conditional souls, associates. And really, past times is not going openly there. When Vishakha, in the shape of Raya Ramananda, was there, but not all other associates were there before meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahabhava or anything he has not at that time openly. When he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he could have realized all these things. Internally he is Vishakha and he is servicing. But here they appeared in this world for 50 or 60 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for 48 years. The same age was of Sarva Damodar. Raya Ramananda was some elder. At least we think them to be of 60 years age. They were in this world. The time for Golok, how many seconds will be there? 60, 80 or 100 years is equal to how many minutes of Golok?
Nothing.
Not a minute yet. So here in this Leela, only for a very few minutes they have come and done their pastimes. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, only in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seen and realized that all Mahabhav vividly, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and more than Mahabhav, even was seen. But I think that only few persons realized it. Those who seen that he is faint, they saw that he has senseless only. No sign of prema or anything they are realized.
Only by the grace of Kaviraj Goswami it has become clear.
Oh. Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
Only Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, it has been come. Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has felt it by the grace of Raghunath Das Goswami. Really, Rupa Goswami is the root of all these things. He realized and all these things.
Now, if some Raganuga Bhakta follows Yasoda and Vatsalya Rasa, what position will he get? As assistant of Yasoda, or another elderly gopi who is friend of Yasoda?
There are so many cases, no? And conditions. It will be according to their bhav. Outwardly we cannot judge it. It may be that like utar nam ta kire
das
nanda yashoda je hoy chilo
drondhara
like drondhara they may be entered in Yashoda and Nan taste Vatsalya Rasa. Or they may be like cows, they may be
or servants,
neighbors,
servants in the home.
Servants in the home.
Elderly servants.
Which has Vatsalya Rasa. They can be also neighbors, gopi and gop. So according to their wish, what they want to be. And only wanting will not do. There's so deep greed and their devotional services. All want to be Radha Dasi. But I think that's very few number will go there. In them, so many will go to Vaikuntha, some will go to Mathura, some will go to Dwarka, and some will not have. So according to their sadhan and bhajan, everything will be cleared. To see that place very eagerly.
This one here.
That palace. Palace and the garden. This place is so good.
In the 15th chapter of Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has spoken about some advanced stage of Nam Bhajan. in Raganuga. And he has told that a guru will give Ekadasa Bhav.
Ekadas Bhav.
Yeah. And disciples should think about those. So the question came, at what stage the guru should give?
We should clear it by Jayu Dharma. In what stage Babaji Maharaj gave all these things to Vijay Kumar and Krishna can manifest these all these things and good in the heart of Tishaji, any qualified Tishaji.
So in our line, after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, does the guru give, or as the disciple makes progress?
What was before then? Das Thakur has got this or not?
We have no information.
Advaitacharya has or not?
No information.
We are not Sahajiya. If there is a pakka greed and qualification, automatically it will come. By Bhagavad Samriddhi Kishin, every management is done by Krishna. If you are sincere, so you should not be too anxious for all these things. Going on our devotional services, only taking Ekadas bhav taking forcibly will not do. There must be some qualification that a disciple should have. Then everything will come. Actually, we have no such. We have very little. When eager will come, everything will be met.
Some people say that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada never gave to anyone. So
this is who says?
The Babaji. Babaji says this.
Oh, they know more than us and our Gurudev. No? They are only doing something harm to us. For formal sabda.
What is
they
our...
don't say to us, because they will give reply at once.
What will be our reply to them?
Certainly he has given.
In what way?
If he was Kamal Manjari, Nain Manjari, he should certainly give him to anyone. We can say surely that he has given to our Gurudev. Because he has not given, how he can could do all these things? How he had given to us?
So those who are thinking that Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta did not give, they were not qualified.
They are not qualified and they are not in position to know all this.
And they were not qualified, so they went to Babaji's and got the cheaper thing. Some false thing. Because they had no
Prabhupada problem. Knew Ananta Vasudeva and Sundaranam, they are not qualified. So he could not give them. So they went.
And they said
and
no
they are Babaji, they are unqualified. And that person is also unqualified.
And therefore they said no one No one was given.
But we know that he has given so many. Or Gurudev told me that he has given to certain persons.
Given what?
That Siddha. Siddha Swarup, Siddha Pranali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given anyone that's the pranali or not in writing. Anyone in writing has given this? No, none. Only Sahajiya Babaji has taken it by Sahajiya Paddhati, not any Siddha Paddhati. Prabhupada used to say that all Babajis are charitrahin, characterless. And this is true. They don't know anything, ABCD of Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prema Tattva, even of, don't know of Vaidhi Bhakti also. We are going in proper way.
Yeah.
And Krishna has arranged you also, arranged me also.
Yeah.
We are going very steady and very proper way. Vittapada has met some Babaji and has taken some ideas. He told me
He told you what it was.
Babaji's idea, no Siddha Pranali of Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Right, they all say that.
We are telling that we are in Siddha Pranali, they are not, they are Sahajiya Pranali.
Mm-hmm. We say our Siddha Pranali is Trinadapi Sini Chenor Tadodapi.
Siddha Pranali, we are of Gaud Parivar. We have concluded every Parivar. And we are going straight.
One time you read from one book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that those who try to build Swarup on Shraddha are Sahajiya. And actually Swarup will come out at Asakti, when Asakti goes into Bhava. Where that is written, where he has written that, what you read?
Jaiva Dharma, Sikshastra.
Sikshastra?
Yeah. In his explanation he has given all.
Sikshamrita or Sikshastra?
Sikshastra.
Sikshastra, in the commentary.
A first stroke and other stroke. Jaiva Dharma is good explanation of Bhakti Rasa Swami Sindhu. The tikas of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells everything clearly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Swarup Damodar gives Siddha Pranali to Raghunath Das Goswami? Anywhere?
Okay.
From where did he discover all this?
From inside?
No, no, I'm telling of Sahajiya.
Oh, no, where? I don't know. I don't know.
They have, I think that only these are going on from 100 or 150 years.
Someone by the name of Rup Kaviraj.
Rup Kaviraj. They are descendant of Rup Kaviraj.
Right.
Atibari. We don't see
all these things in Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasacharya, the descendant of Rupa Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Anywhere we have not like this Sahajiya Babaji. We are in proper line. What Narottam Thakur has told in his Prarthana, what Narottam Thakur has given, Narottam Thakur Prem Jambahatya Chandrika. We follow. Rupa Goswami is...
Is there a tika on Prem Bhakti Chandrika?
Oh yes, Vishwanatha Bhakti Chakravarti Thakur has done. You should read all these things.
Yeah.
When we meet, we will see all these things. I first give this dakshina.
We are working.
We are trying.
You know Mukhara?
Mukhara.
Does she know that Radha and Krishna are meeting?
Huh?
Does she know that Radha and Krishna are meeting?
Mukhara.
Radhika's grandmother? Does she know that she and Krishna are meeting?
She only does not know. She knows the way and helps them to meet each together. She knows everything. But he increases the rush.
Say that Krishna is never leaves Vrindavan, and the Krishna who goes to Mathura and Dwarka is Vasudev Krishna. Yet we read that Rukmini is saying that even when he is in my embrace, still he is calling out the name of the gopis and he is remembering Raj. If he is remembering Braj, how can he be Vasudev Krishna? He must be Shyamasundar.
We can also remember from there. Uddhava can also remember. Anyone can remember from Dwarka.
But the mood that he is in seems to be Shyamasundar, not Vasudev.
But it is obstructed by Dwarka, Vasudev, Sanskriti, always disturbing Krishna. And so he is not qualified to go in Vrindavan. Why Krishna does not go?
Because of the feelings of...
Because he cannot leave Mukut, he cannot leave Kshatriya Bhav, he cannot leave Rukmini and Saptabhama. That is why. He has something, but
his mind is there.
Partly. Both are same, Tattvata. No difference at all. Only the difference of is of Rosh Arba. Bodily he is himself. That is why Krishna, anywhere he will be, he is in Dwarka, but yet he is in Vrindavan, because he is remembering Vrindavan. So he does not leave at any time this place. Where he lives, but he is remembering. I'm replying this not by any shastra. Myself.
The word bhavolasha.
Bhav?
Bhavolasha.
Bhavolasha. Bhavolasharati. Bhavolasharati is called the high bhav of manjaris. This is bhavolasha.
Is it counted as it's still part of Madhurya Rati?
Madhurya. These are of Madhurya Rati, but especially this bhav is there. Only to serve Radhika. The name is kept only for this, that they are ullas. Ullas means, you know,
happy.
So much happy. So much happy is called ullas. A man can love, but in ullas, whether he loves or not, so much full of happiness there. And the waves of ananda are going on. Not one ananda, but waves of current of this is called bhav ullas. But here bhav means when gopis are serving Krishna and Krishna is testing, they are also testing. And at that time, gopis has some special mood or bhav. So cheerful. They can be swadhin, bhartrika, and all others. These are called bhav. Seeing the bhavs of Radhika and gopis, in Manjari, ullas comes. And this ullas is thai bhav. Then it is called bhavullasara. Especially in Manjari, not for all. Samjhe? Kya samjhe?
That the Manjaris, they experience the happiness of the when the gopis meet with Krishna, and the mood of happiness is the sky bhava of the manjari, and that's called bhava ullas.
Bhava is in gopi, and that bhava manifests in manjaris, and they become so ullasmayi. And this ullas is sthayi bhav. So the rati or bhav is called sthayi rati, or called bhav ullasa. Okay.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He also had the mood of preaching in every town and village. So is the mood of preaching related to the mood of Srimati Radharani, or is there some other source of the preaching mood in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
It is written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Antaranga sange kare arasaswadam, bahiranga laya kare nam sankirtan. When nam sankirtan he does, nam sankirtan means nam kirtan and nam sankirtan, different. Mm-hmm.
Congregational, we call it congregational chanting. Sankirtan, congregational.
So this is mood of prachar with so many. So sankirtan, bahiranga laya kare nam sankirtan. Bahiranga laya kare nam sankirtan, prachar.
They are going and there. And antaranga laya kare rasaswadam.
When he is in the mood of Srimati Radhika, only antaranga are there. So, for 4 years, after leaving his home, and when he was in home, he was doing prachar, and 4 years also. So 24 plus 4 is 28 years he did prachar, Nagar Sankirtan and all these things. After that, he sat down in Gambira and Radha Bhav was tested. Both cannot be at a time. But with Nagar Sankirtan, sadhan will go on. From Shraddha to Arati. Till Rati, there may be preaching. But after that, not preaching with Bahiranga, but yet so much preaching will go. Swamiji was sick at his end days. But preaching was not stopped, but more was going. Hundreds and thousands of persons used to come to him. But he, that time he wanted only to hear very slowly and very straight Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But only one kartal and very
soft.
That his mind should not be disturbed. But yet, I think that he is doing now, he is also doing now this prachar. He is the root of prachar. So prachar, preaching will go on. And I think that more serious preaching will go if anyone tests Raghamga Bhajan. But he should, at first he should do all the bhajan and preaching. Preaching will add his sadhana. I think that Guru, Srila Guru Parapadma, has bestowed his mercy to me by giving these books and ordered me to publish books, and especially Bhagavat Patrika in Hindi, in which he was also Sabhapati, Sampadak, Swami Maharaj was also. So I have to go so many books, to see books, to consult Vaishnavas, and to learn so much things.
So this preaching made me so.
This is translation of Harinam Chintamani by Sarvabhavana. Now this has created some confusion. Can we get Harinam Chintamani?
Not
English.
No.
Hindi.
Hindi,
Bangla. Bangla. Bangla wala. Bangla wala. Hindi nahi, Bangla. I want to also write on Harinam Chintamani.
Very important.
That would help.
Question while he is searching the book. When we, this is just a technical question. When someone is perfect in their Raghunuga bhajan.
What is perfect?
Means when they achieve the goal of their bhajan.
What?
My question is this, that can we say that when someone is mature in their bhajan, then they are no longer Raganugas, but they become Ragatmikas. Is it correct?
When they will enter in the pastimes of Krishna, then they will be Ragatmikas.
So that person who was a Raganuga, when he enters into the pastimes of Krishna, then he becomes Ragatmika.
He is doing sadhana bhajan in this body. And in this body, bhava bhakti will come. Swarup Shakti Bhakti. And he may have some abhas of prema also in this body. Abhas, not prema. When prema is to be coming, Yogmaya will take this body, this soul, to prakat Lila Sthan. Understand? And there will have a birth according to his bhav in Gop or Gopi. There are two stages. Jatarati, Jat Prem. Two things. Jatarati means Jat Bhav. Bhav has come. And Jat Prem, Prem has also come.
What does the word Jat mean?
Jata Prem.
Jata means?
Jat means it has been manifested. It has been prakat. Prakat ho gaya. Prem has been achieved. That is jat prem. A jat bhav means bhav has been achieved. There are two things. Rishichari Gopi
and
Jauthaki Munichari Gopi. Munichari Gopi only have Jatarati, not Prem. But Srutichari Gopi had in their this physical body practicing at the last they have some shadow of prem also. After Rati, they were achieving prem also. Very slight difference between two. Srutichari and Rishichari. Rishichari has only Rati. And they had greed so much. That greed was to his supreme degree. When they saw Ram as beautiful, some similarity between Ram and Krishna, so their greed became utmost. Ramchandra was so much pleased that even in Jata Rati, Jatarati, he took these rishis by his Jogmaya and sent in the womb of gopis as a gopi. And they went in Prakat Leela of Krishna. This was only something grace. Grace. A man cannot go to Prakat Leela by Jogmaya in common Siddhant. No? He will have to practice up to Prem. When Prem comes and lifts this body, then he goes in the womb of gopis.
But they,
Jat Prem only.
But they did it from Jat Bhav.
Jat Bhav. Why? Because a special mercy of Ramachandra. They went in the womb of gopis. But they had to practice for Prem, so they were, their body was Gunamay. At that time also Gunamay.
Even in the Prakat Leela of Krishna.
Any man can only go there when Prem is there and his Swarup has become Sachidananda.
But they had Gunam.
Gunamay. Why Gunamay? Because by the grace, special mercy, they have reached up to gopi's womb. Something is Gunamay. Something good. And without leaving their body, in the same body, they achieved Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay with the help of gopis.
Nityasiddha gopis.
And they were always in company of gopis. And at first they achieved Purvarad and all these things. So much advanced stage of Utkantha. Utkantha means?
Eagerness.
Eagerness. But as their body was Gunamay, they had association of their husbands. And have some child also. Some of them, not everyone. But they were in a Rishi Chari once, only.
Not Muni Chari.
Not
Shruti Chari.
Shruti Chari. Yeah. Shruti Chari have achieved Prem in their practicing
previous birth.
Previous birth. So they have not all these things. No Gunamay at all. They went direct in the womb of gopis and they were. They had Prem, and that Prem was going rest in Snehman Pranay, and they were married, but they have
no
connection
with their husband
by Jogmaya operating. And Jogmaya was watching these ladies and making them ripe by the association of Nitya Siddha Gurus. And Gunamay was going up.
We have got this in our commentary, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in Bhagavat, 10th canto, 29th chapter, text 9, I think.
So, what was your question?
About Ragatmika.
Ragatmika. What Ragatmika?
That the term Ragatmika will be, you mentioned that when a person achieves their joining the pastimes of Krishna, then it can be called ragatmika bhakti. Otherwise, not.
No. So, then their guna was gone. And then they entered in the pastimes of Krishna. Then they became ragatmika.
At that point. At that stage. When their body is Satchidananda.
And they joined the Krishna. Then they become raga. Otherwise, here they were raganuga, rishichari. Whether they had born in gopi om, but yet raganuga.
That's clear. Now,
now we want to find chapter 15.
15.
Advancement in hearing, chanting, and remembering.
All things?
Towards the end, just before
Sarasaki.
Sarasika.
Just before it.
That last portion. So then comes Swarsiki.
Swarsiki.
Just after.
Upasana Dhyana. Swarsiki Upasana.
Okay, here's.
So the question is, it's similar to that at what stage do the different degrees of remembrance come? There's also Shravanadasa, Varanadasa. What that comes in the next five stages of Bhavasadha. And at the end of this one,
Varanadasa.
So I think the question is, explanation of these five stages.
Varna dasha, Shravana dasha, Varna dasha,
Smarana.
He is asking, when, at what stage in the process of bhakti, from Shraddha to Prem, at what stage do these five come? Correct?
Yeah, and what's actually involved in it?
He has given all the things.
It says, well, five stage of consciousness, okay, in Bhav Sadhana.
Yeah, okay. Now, the Shravana Dasa that he's hearing. Now he's hearing in general about the pastimes of the gopis and Krishna. Or he's hearing in particular something which the guru is giving just for him. Because before this, it is mentioned Ekadasa Bhav, just before this. So is this Shravana and Varana in relation to this Ekadasa Bhav? So this is advanced. This is very advanced.
Last things.
Oh.
Here, no aparad, no anartha, nothing. A smell can be there. nothing. And greed is its top position. And he has known every pastimes of Krishna gopis, and he has Siddha Bhava is also coming by the grace of Gurudev. This is Sutra. Sutra, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Jaivadharma is elaborated thing.
Explanation.
Everything, explanation we will have in what stage, what thing has been given. Both are one. This is Sutra, that Srimad Bhagavatam and Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra is only some lines, and in Srimad Bhagavatam everything in detail. And Rupa Goswami made some Siddhanta on this. That is Bhakti Goswami. He's taken everything Srimad Bhagavatam, every vow. So we should read this plus Jaivadharma, both, and consult Rupa Goswami's both grants accordingly. Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and
Ujjvalanila.
Then it will be clear, unless it will not be clear, so clear. At first, in beginning, I read this Harinam Chintamani first in my this dharmic jivan, and after this I read Jaivadharma, then Chaitanya Charitamrita and all others. At first I read, only I read, nothing, no conception, nothing. But when Jaivadharma I read, then something came. Now, everything, when I read, it seems that in darpan,
mirror,
I see that everything is clear. It is very hard book, Sutra Granth. Mm. But if we read all these books and have idea, then we can explain all.
This is a sutra book, Harinam Chintamani. It's not an easy book because it's in sutra form. It appears easy, but it's not easy.
That's what I'm saying. This is like one paragraph is saying so many.
Do you have another question about it?
You are so lucky. So lucky.
Why?
You are entering in these books.
I'm lucky because we met you.
No, you met.
That is my luck.
By your Gurudev mercy.
Yes.
Everything. Everything in the road. His mercy had joined us.
Yeah.
If he has no link with me, then we have could not have met. Mm-hmm. When I was there in last days, he told you to take him to next show. Everything. Yeah. And I was watching who is doing most essential services there. I saw Bhavananda, but I don't know why I have no any. Anything for him.
Hmm.
I used to see him near us at that time also. Thik, bahut achha. Anything more?
What is our view of Narayan Bhatta Goswami? Narayan Bhatta Goswami. What is our opinion of him?
He is an important person, no doubt. But our Goswami and Rup Sanatan, he was the, at the time of Rup Sanatan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also he was. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all, any one has not given him reference.
Why is that?
And Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, even Jiva Goswami, who was youngest.
Child.
Child. He has not also given anything about
him. Why is that?
What to tell them? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, junior to them, and Vishwanath Chakravarti, most junior.
Why is that? You will not say?
There are some reasons.
But you are not telling.
He was Swambhu. Swambhu. Swambhu, no? He had not taken the shelter of any Goswami, and he was about Swatantra.
Independent of them.
Independent. He had not given anything about Goswamis in his books. Not of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, perhaps. I have not seen. I will have to see. He has written books. He may have told anything about Goswami, but not like Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami up to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Prabhupada.
Is it true that he pointed out many holy places?
But I think that the men wrote there Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami. He has done something and quoted from so many Purans, but we see that no importance. We will give importance only when he is inclined to obey our Goswami. Otherwise, there are so many learned persons, we don't care for them. But if there is anugatya, anugatya means
following in their...
What one, in one word? Anugatya.
Faithful followers.
Faithful followers. Faithful followers of Goswami. He was Swatantra. And I am learned person. So any of Goswami did not care for him. That is why. They have not mentioned anywhere with him. Now some sahajiya are trying to ki dekhi.
Shabdhanu sumantantha.
Ki?
Sumantantha.
Bina chavitama
de kaya. A very confidential person. My Guru Maharaj also kept the key. He never gave the key to anyone. Not to anyone. Only the last few months he gave me the key. He never trusted anyone. Even he went to the bath, he put the key under his wristwatch. He wouldn't give the key to anyone. I was always thinking, I want the key. Then I know he trusts me. That key, if he gives me the key, it means he has full trust.
He takes now and then every.
But he has to. He has to give it back. He cannot keep that key. The key is a very big thing. Now, one day, in our prayers early in the morning, I asked you one time before. I am simply saying the names of different persons, and I am trying to pray to our Guru Parampara, and after that I am praying to all of the places, Govardhan, Jamuna, and I am praying to you, to Purnamashi and Vrinda, and I also pray to also to the Manjaris and Lalita and Vishaka. So when we remember, I asked you sometimes the Manjari names of some of our acharyas, and when I asked you, you said one or two of them. You said I have not heard. So when I heard that, then if you have not heard, I am not interested. So just like you are praying sometimes to Rupa Manjari, and you are praying to Rati Manjari, but when I asked you some names, you said I am not sure of that. So in my mind, when I heard that, then I felt that if you are not sure of it, then I have no reason to think of those names. So we know the name of Srila Prabhupada. We know the name of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and of Narottam Das Thakur and the Goswamis. But some we do not know, like Gorkhasura Das Babaji Maharaj. Is it correct? We are not sure. It has not been told by anyone.
It has been told. I have not done any.
But when you pray, you don't think of their Manjari names.
My Guru, the Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and what I know, and I do some pratna to, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
As Jagannath Das Babaji.
As Jagannath Das. To whom I don't know. In their present, Mahaprabhu's Leela, I pray that.
And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Yeah, Vishwanath.
In Mahaprabhu's Leela form. Not in Manjari form.
Not discovered.
That's what I want to know. I'm satisfied that you just tell me that. Now it's very clear in my mind.
Because I see that if you pray Gadadhar, Radhika will hear. If we pray to whom, we don't know. But we know the Mahaprabhu's association. Their Siddhade in Krishna, they will also hear. And what is necessary for us, Krishna will also manage.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will manage. Our Gurudev will manage. I'm satisfied that we are going in line.
Yes. Yeah, I'm satisfied also to hear you.
Anyhow, no doubt comes in me in all these things, no doubt. Which I don't know, I pray my Gurudev and Krishna and Srimati Radhika, they will make this.
I also, my mind does not give me doubt like that either.
Nothing else.
I think I am less intelligent and therefore I have no doubt. Some people I see have so many doubts, but I think they're too intelligent.
For inquiry, I think, but no doubt.
Doubt, yes.
Not no doubt.
Faith is must be.
In Guru Tattva, in Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, or any Tattva, I have no doubt. Janardhan Maharaj, perhaps you know, and all other Maharaj, they have some doubt in Jiva Tattva, in Manjari Tattva, and all other things.
In what kind of doubt they have?
That,
as an example.
That Jiva has no sthai bhav. No. According to their association, bhavik. They are in doubt.
Who have they heard from? Where did they get that doubt?
Because they have not heard from their guru. That is, there is doubt. but we have heard. And I want to hear from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur more than anyone, because he is nearer to us now. And he has written so many books. He knows Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he knows Rupa Goswami, he knows Jiva Goswami, everyone, Raghunath Goswami, he knows Veda and Shastra and everything. He is very near to us.
And why don't they see that, Janaran Maharaj and others?
Perhaps they have no belief in him, or what, I cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in my Gurudev.
Mm-hmm.
What he has told, whether I understand or not, but I have faith on that.
This is Babaji idea, that it comes by association, is the Babaji's idea.
Perhaps.
They have that concept, I think.
But I have heard my Gurudev for me. In any case, he has no doubt at all. Like Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no doubt. In books of Sahajiya, everywhere there is a doubt. It may be...
Perhaps.
Perhaps. But they have not written any word like perhaps and it may be. Like Rupa Goswami.
Right. Our Guru Maharaj...
That I want.
Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Really, they are Acharya, Anubhav Brahma, Shabda Brahma, Parabrahma, Nishnath. So they are. I have not understand. This is other thing. I try to understand, but no doubt. This is from Guru Nishtha. We should have Nishtha like this. The whole world is in one side.
Yeah.
I will be only one in one side with my Gurudev.
The whole world said they have gone to the moon. Our Guru Maharaj said they didn't go to the moon. They cannot go to the moon. Clearly it cannot be, because what they have reported is not description of the moon. So they must have gone somewhere else. Even they were taking photographs, and he said they didn't go. It may be Rahu, it may be some other planet, but they didn't go to the moon. And if they went there, they did not see anything. They could not have gone properly. He had to go.
Is there firm belief?
Firm faith.
Because they have seen, they know,